Hello.
Hello, sir. How are we?
Good, what's up?
I have a pickle.
Yeah.
We have a patient for the one that we just thumbs up, the caregiver McDaniel. Well, patient McDaniel, caregiver, same last name. She's already an active caregiver working about 30, let me look at this thing, about 34 hours, plus the new case that she has now is another 42, so her total would be what, 70, 76, my math, I think 40, so whatever. Anyways, her rate initially was approved at 1450. But the plot twist is that her rate was never added to Smarshy, so she's been getting $12.
Okay.
So what rate can we give her? Because we have to send an email to Tomas to fix the rate. But what rate? Should we retro it from before to 14?
No. She didn't complain about it for months, right?
Yeah, she hasn't said anything about it.
So why should I do it to her?
Because that's what she was offered.
How long was she working for?
About a little over a month.
No. She didn't say anything.
So should we just keep her at 12 then?
Yeah, she's okay with 12. I would keep her at 12.
Aye.
Why not? Okay. We'll make money filing on the case.
But what if she notices and then we have to retro her?
How many hours is it?
Right now, well, she was working, I mean, her case now is 42 plus 34. How much is that? 76?
42 and 34 is 76.
Yeah, so she's now she's going to start working 76 hours. Before, she was approved for 1450 for the 34 hours.
Okay, let's do it like this. I would say, hold on.
She hasn't mentioned it, but I want to put a rate for her on Smartsheet.
She's an employee?
She's what? She's an employee. She's active.
No, in Philly? Where is it?
She's in Philly.
Hold on a second. I'm going to say something. Hold on. On standby.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Nope, open up. 76 hours at $12 an hour. We're making a lot of money in this case. So,
totally.
What I would say is like this. What rate was she offered?
$14.50 for 34.
I can't do that.
No, that I know. I didn't think it was so much. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. When I was looking at the, because I was going to send Tomas an email to update, like to retro her, I was like, whoa.
Laura, tell her, look, you're making 12. If you want to keep 12 on the other case, that's how I give you 12, 50, 40, whatever, 42 hours, and then I can give you 14.50 for the other 40 hours.
So can we do, okay, so let's do it like that. So that's what I was thinking to begin with, is leave her at 1450 for that first case, but then how much can we give her for this one?
Hey, how
she's
many
doing
hours
overtime.
This
one's 42.
Oh, 42. Yeah, let me tell you like this. If I keep her at $12 for 42 hours, and then I give her, you said
she's at 1450.
1450. So it would be a blended rate of, let's say, 1350.
Hello.
Oh, gosh. Come to the link. No, the number's not making sense. Hold on. Let me try this again. Open it up again. So basically, the 76 hours total. Okay, let me see what it'll be at a blended rate. Hold on a second. Give me 1 minute to make some calculations.
No problem.
Let's see. 12 and 42.
Who is this?
You know what? It might just be easier to give her. Ask her if we could do 1325. We could up her rate to 1325. It's basically blending the 1450 and the 12 that she was making there. We'll meet her at 1325.
You want me to ask her? She hasn't mentioned it, or you want me to just put it?
You know what? You're saying just put our, the thing is 1425. Oh, I'm helping space. You're saying,
but she hasn't noticed at all. I just don't want her to notice and then be like, wait a minute.
You know what? I need to tell her, because come back to Biden. Tell her that for the first 40-something hours, 37 hours, we're going to keep her at 12. And then we're going to give her 1350 for the rest.
Okay, hold on. I need to write this down. So the 1450 that we offered is not going to be on any other cases.
The thing is, I do the 1450. You know what? I can do the 1450. Yes. Tell her we're going to do the 1450. Hold on a second. Here we go. Hold on. 1450 for the 70 for the 11, 37 hours. Fine. Yeah, we'll lose 9:59. But then, I'm really not losing because of the 12. Fine. Give her the 14. Give her the 1450 on these hours. Okay.
On the first case.
No, on the new one.
Why? The first case is less.
What?
The first case has less hours.
It doesn't matter. Just leave her at that for 12 and give her this for this.
So 1450 for this one.
Yep.
You don't want to do it the other way around. Can we do 1450 for the first case and 13 for the second one?
Yeah, you can play with whatever you want. We'll make you money on it.
Even, but can we do 13 though on the second case?
Instead of 1450?
No. So do 1450 for the first case and then 13 on the second one.
Why would I?
Or the other way around, whichever one.
No, what I'm saying is she's okay with 12. Why would I touch that?
She doesn't know she has 12.
So then, look. No, so she doesn't know. She doesn't know. Let's her, just tell her we'll give her. The first one I don't want to touch. Meaning what she's.
That's the one that we have to. That's the one that we offered her for. I think what I was thinking is give her the 1450 for the first case. On her rate, we can put her 1450 just for that case, and then if you want to lower the rate for the new one, then for the new one. But if it was,
but which one is she asking for the higher rate on?
So she's not asking for it at all. That's the thing. She was, when she was first hired, we offered her the 1450 for the first case, which was never put in on HHA. So for that one, she doesn't. That's the one that I'm like, eh, because she's supposed to get 1450 for that one. The second one, nobody spoke to her about a rate, from my understanding.
So if we just put her over at 12, then we're all winning.
So you want to keep her at 12, and then it comes back?
Yeah. If it comes back, then just remember that we spoke, and we could give her 112 for one case, 12 for one case, and 14, whatever, 1350 for, or 1450 for the other.
So then don't send any models, just let it be.
Exactly.
Okie dokie, then.
Okay. Wait, one other thing regarding, so I sent out, because that smart sheet, I think it's a good smart sheet to have. I just put all the names in there and we could go through it and see what's going on there. Okay?
Yeah, I was like, ooh. All
right. Now, the next thing, let me just see where those names are. That I sent you this morning regarding...
Oh, what's going on with them?
Those four cases from this morning.
I think Erica jumped in on HR for Family First, so she's finished with EAL. Once she was finished with EAL.
Yeah, that's fine. She asked and I told the story.
Ponder, we sent up. Like, Daniel is this one that we were just talking about.
Okay, Marcia.
Then, hold on, let me go to my...
If you could just take those four names, put them in the email, in the Slack, respond back with those, because I have to let you know that, okay?
Okay, okay, we'll do now.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, looks like Dina just asked the name Stroman.
Which one? Oh, Stroman. We found Stephen, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.